Beware of vision, dream, and passion killers. Family and friends, in most cases, sad to even say this, family and friends in most cases will be the first to try and talk you out of something that you're passionate, excited about, and that you have a vision for. Most of the people that have no dreams will wake up every day trying to talk you out of your dreams. They have no goals. They have nothing that they're ambitious about.
Birds of a feather flock together. You run around with losers, you will end up a loser. Unconsciously. Unconsciously, you will pick up their ways, you'll pick up their habits, you'll pick up, most importantly, their attitude about life. If you're around cynical, negative people all the time, you will become cynical and negative. So you gotta watch yourself. Many of us are living out the lives of other people, living out their conclusions, living out of their consciousness.
My biggest advice to give everybody in the world is, like I say, we live in an external world. If you can, for the rest of your life, live inside of yourself. All these insecure people putting their insecurities on you, you gotta flush it out. You gotta just be whoever the hell God or whoever the hell you believe in. If you believe in nothing but yourself, I don't care what it is. You gotta take everything and throw it away. You have to believe in one thing, and that is yourself.
Take responsibility for your life. Don't go through life being a victim. Losers let things happen. Winners make things happen.
I want you to know how close. I want you, just like when the weather is changing, you can feel it. I want you to be able to feel when you're getting closer to it and closer to it. But more importantly, I want you to know when you dream your dream that there are other people who are dreaming the exact same dream. You might be the ant, and the ant has very little, but he's determined, he's strong, he has a dream and a goal, and he'll do whatever it takes. And I need you to understand that the bigger your dream is, the earlier you're going to have to get up.
If you want to begin to really enjoy a happy, successful, healthy life, you've got to be willing to go against the tide. You've got to be willing to harness your will and say, in spite of this, I'm in control here. I'm not going to let this get me down. I'm not going to let this destroy me. I'm coming back, and I'll be stronger and better because of it. You have got to make a declaration that this is what you stand for. You're standing up for your dreams. You're standing up for peace of mind. You're standing up for health. You want it, and you're going to go all out to have it.
You have so much intelligence in your body right now, I'll prove it to you. Jump up and down a little bit and make a little space from the person next to you if you can. So if you went like this, you're ideally not gonna take anyone's eye out or anything like that. Okay, now stop bouncing. I love the energy though. Notice where your feet are. I want you to keep your feet stationary the entire time. And what I want you to do is with your right hand, just point forward with your right hand. Your other right hand, sir. Sorry. I know. All right, forward with your right hand. And what I want you to do is, without moving your feet, just turn to your right clockwise as far as you could go and notice where you're pointing as you take your neighbor's eye out. Notice how far you could go. Notice where you're pointing. Notice the exact spot. Come back center. Now put your arms down. Now I'm going to take you through a really quick visualization exercise. So take a deep breath. Exhale. And close your eyes, put your arms by your side, out of your pockets, by your side, and breathe normally. And with your eyes closed, we're gonna play a game. I want you just to imagine that you're raising your arm again, but this time imagine you're turning twice as far, two times as far. Like you're getting a good stretch, it's pleasant. Feel that in your body. And if you can't imagine it, just imagine that you're imagining it. And then again, raise your arm, point forward. And this time, no, with your eyes closed, imagine. Just imagine, just in your mind, see and feel yourself turning three times as far. Just feel it in your body with your arms by your side. Just imagine turning around three times. And then one more time with a smile on your face, thinking, what does this have to do with learning faster? See and feel yourself turning four times around in your body. See and feel yourself turning four times around like you're Gumby, like you're made out of rubber. Great, great stretch. All right, open your eyes. Now, raise your arm again, point forward with your right hand. And now turn to your right now, as far as you can now go. Wow. Raise your hand or make some noise if you went further the second time. Have a seat. Now, some of you went further. Some of you went 25% further. Some of you went 50% further. Yes? Raise your hand if you went further a second time. Now, here's the magic question, right? That you know I'm going to ask you even before I ask it. Were you physically capable of turning that far the first time?
Yes.
Like, nobody took a yoga class when my eyes were closed, right? You're physically capable of it. Where was the block or the limitation, if there was one? Where was it? In your mind, right? In your mind. And you're like, Jim, I didn't have a belief on how far I could turn. How many beliefs do you think we have?
Millions
and zillions of beliefs, right? Because here's what you want to write down. All behavior is belief driven. All behavior is belief what? Some of you went 25, 50% further with no anything. Remember Vision was talking about how it's not working hard, but it's you when you're in a certain state of mind, you could just go further and it's effortless. How many people have experienced this state of flow before? That state of flow where you lose track of time, where your attention is right there and you're in the moment. And it's the level of challenge is really matching your level of capabilities, and you're stretching yourself and you're in that zone, right? Like that athletes talk about, that Stephen Kotler talks about in The Rise of Superman and Stealing Fire and so on. How many people are familiar with Steve's work, by the way? I'm just curious as context. Okay, so how do you get into those states? One of the ways is just believing that you can. Because if you believe you can or believe you can, either way, you're right. Because all behavior is belief driven. Some of you went 25, 50% or more. What if you could go 25, 50% more in your business? That effortless. What if you could go 25, 50% even more in your body or in your relationship? Did you work harder the second time? When you turned the second time, yes or no? No, because it's a state.
What are the ideas we should be saying to ourselves internally and externally?
Well, I think you have an affirmation, a positive statement from yourself you give to yourself, and that has something to do with your goal. You know, that's how you change the paradigm. The paradigm can only be changed one of two ways. One is an emotional impact, which doesn't happen often, and the other...
What's the example for that?
An example for that would be 9/11.
Yeah.
Now, 9/11 wasn't an emotional impact for me. It probably wasn't for you. But for people that lived right near there or lost somebody there, that was emotional impact. Mm-hmm. Just something that hits you so hard,
yeah. It
just knocks you off your pins.
Emotional impact.
And repetition, constant-based repetition. So you take this affirmation of thing I want to change, and you've got to keep repeating it to yourself. You've got to keep seeing it through the repetition of it. Pretty soon it becomes fixed in your mind. Then the thing you're afraid of becomes a habit. You just automatically do it.
Yeah.
Like there's things you do automatically today that you don't even give a thought to.
Yeah.
But at one time you're afraid to do it.
Sure.
So I think that's how you keep changing. Thought is the preamble to everything. Thought waves are cosmic waves. They penetrate all time and space. I had a good fortune working with Ed Mitchell. He was the captain of the lunar landing module on one of the Apollo flights. Mm. And he did thought transference exercises from the other side of the moon.
Wow.
With Sherman and Ford here on Earth. They're all gone now. But you're doing thought transference exercises all the time. And we just have not got to a point where we really understand that. Like, if I... Here's my phone. Here it is. If I dial your number, I'm on your frequency.
Mm-hmm.
I will never get Tiffany's phone to ring.
Right.
I'll only get your phone to ring. If I take a picture of Tiffany and I send it to a friend of mine in Singapore, simultaneously with me hitting send here in Los Angeles, they've got it in Singapore. You know that.
Yeah.
Well, thought works the same way. I could be thinking of you, I'll trigger cells in your brain. And your cells, if you're not thinking, those cells will start jiggling, and you'll start thinking of me.
Mm.
And maybe I'll phone you and say, this is the damnest thing, we're just thinking of you.
Yeah, happens all the time.
Well, we gotta understand what's happening. You think on frequencies. Now, this has to do with goals. When you set a goal, you have to flip your brain onto the frequency that the good that you desire or that you need for that goal is there. Uh-huh. So you most people don't make the decision because they don't know how to get it. You don't have to know how to get it. That's why Von Braun said when Kennedy asked him how to get to the moon, the will to do it. Mm-hmm. You're going to make the decision. You don't make the decision when you've got enough money or when you've got all the resources. You make the decision. When you make the decision, you flip your brain onto a higher frequency, and then you're on the frequency, you begin to attract everything on that frequency. That's where the law of attraction comes in. See, the secret brought out the law of attraction, but it didn't explain it. None of them explained it. I didn't even explain it. I didn't get the time. Most people don't even understand it. You can only attract according to the frequency that you're operating on. Attraction is a secondary law. The primary law is the law of vibration. Mm. That's a primary law of the universe. Everything in this room is moving. Yeah. Nothing rests. This table's moving. It just appears to be still. The law of vibration decrees everything moves, nothing rests. Well, when you think, you put you onto a frequency. You can only attract what's on that frequency. Mm-hmm. You think about a person a lot. Just concentrate on that person will phone you. Or you'll bump into them on the street. Because you're
thinking about it, yeah.
The law of attraction takes over. You could attract to you what you're in harmony with. Well, when you set goals, you got to see yourself already there. That's called a mindset. A lot of people talk about mindset, they don't understand what it is. They set their mind on the frequency that they have to be in to attract what they have to attract. And that's how the goal moves into form. You get emotionally involved, you're so intellectually and emotionally involved. The only problem is you don't have it on a physical plane yet, but it will manifest in time.
You can spend your whole life imagining ghosts, worrying about the pathway to the future, but all there will ever be is what's happening here. And the decisions we make in this moment, which are based in either love or fear. So many of us choose our path out of fear disguised as practicality. What we really want seems impossibly out of reach and ridiculous to expect, so we never dare to ask the universe for it. I'm saying, I'm the proof that you can ask the universe for it.
Let's compete for 10 years later. This is what I believe 10 years later will be happening. So everything I do for that goal, I know 10 years later, this thing is going to happen. So prepare for that.
I have an insane belief in my own ability to manifest things. Insane belief. You know, that I think it's ultimately complete sanity. But I believe we're creators. And I believe we create with every thought and every word. Every moment is pregnant with the next moment of your life.
Time and time again, if you look at the stories of extraordinarily important entrepreneurs, there is almost always a moment when they are the only ones who believe in the value of what they're doing.
And when you're trying to do something that you're truly passionate about, there is no plan B. Plan B sucks.
Invest in a skill set that you can deliver to the marketplace in exchange of money. This dramatically lowers your risk. And then when that is working, then you can start your business.
One thing I've learned in the last, 33 years of working with people from now over 100 countries, 4 million people, is human beings absolutely follow through on who they believe they are.
In the past 18 years, when I do internet in China, we got a criticism every day. You know, something where you believe it, a lot of people criticize it, but if you really believe, continue to do it, improve it.
Most of us just throw ourselves into the deep end and then try swim and figure it out. The problem is we all went to normal schools that try to put stuff in us rather than take stuff out of us. And it's like no one noticed that potential inside you. No one noticed that.
Success comes with a price that's normally bigger than what most people want to pay.
You know, I think that's a very healthy way to look at it. And there's nothing that stops you from doing that. The only thing you really have in your life is time.
I lost everything. I lost my family. I lost friends. But I just saw this. I saw this vision. I just pursued it.
Because the rule is, you can go after whatever you want.